Nature has made it easy for us to remember which foods provide the greatest nutritional punch. Think of the colors of the rainbow. It's that simple. Colorful foods are literally packed with all kinds of vitamins, minerals, and other nutrients that provide us with nutritional reinforcements to not only maintain the body's healthy status, but to fight off diseases that threaten our health. Fruits and vegetables are our greatest sources of health-promoting nutrients. However, we Americans largely ignore these critical natural health resources. A report by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, the CDC, has shown that only 32.6% of American adults eat fruit two or more times a day. When it comes to vegetables, things are even worse. Only 27.2% of adults eat vegetables three or more times per day. Beyond vitamins and minerals, colorful fruits and vegetables are full of phytochemicals and antioxidants, two groups of disease-fighting, health-promoting compounds. Phytochemicals are natural compounds in plant foods that work with nutrients and dietary fiber to protect against disease. Antioxidants are food compounds that neutralize or inactivate something called free radicals. Now, free radicals attack the body's cells and contribute to a variety of conditions, including cancer, heart disease, and aging. Thankfully, there are a lot of great-tasting fruits and vegetables that contain antioxidants and help reduce our risk for certain diseases. Loading up on antioxidant-rich foods is extremely important. The benefits of a plant-based diet are abundantly available and clear. Several researchers have studied the eating and lifestyle habits of numerous populations around the world. They looked particularly carefully at the eating behaviors of those who lived the longest and had the best health. They found one critical component all of them shared. Their diets were high in fruits, vegetables, and legumes, and low in red meat. The CDC buttressed this research with a report that showed Americans who ate a more plant-based diet also had the lowest body mass index, or BMI, which meant a reduced risk of the many health problems associated with being overweight. Let's be clear, eating a healthier diet does not mean you have to go to the other extreme and become a vegetarian. There is a very comfortable middle ground that can be achieved by eating more fruits and vegetables and also choosing more poultry and fish and making red meat an occasional meal. To better understand how to choose the best fruits and vegetables to give you the advantage you're looking for, you need to understand just a few basics. Nutrient density. You don't have to become a medical doctor or a registered dietitian or even visit one to know how to make smart food choices. The relatively new concept of nutrient density or nutrient richness is easy to understand and can immediately improve the quality of your life. Nutrient density refers to the amount of nutrients contained within a given volume of food. Foods that are high in nutrients and low in calories are considered nutrient dense. Foods that have few nutrients and are high in calories are considered to be nutrient poor. By simply making sure that 75% of what you eat is nutrient dense, you will see dramatic physical changes as well as an almost immediate energy boost. You can also look specifically at the density of one nutrient. Let's say you feel a cold is coming on and you're interested in boosting your intake of vitamin C. You would look for foods that are nutrient-dense in vitamin C. Bell peppers have 174 milligrams of vitamin C per cup and only 25 calories. But fried onion rings contain less than 1 milligram of vitamin C per cup and have 200 calories. The recommended daily value intake of vitamin C is 60 milligrams per day. That means it would take only a third of a cup of bell peppers to meet that requirement and only a little more than 8 calories to go along with it. However, it would take more than 15,000 calories of fried onion rings to meet the recommended 60 milligrams of vitamin C per day. You're between meals and your stomach is growling for a snack. You have a choice. Go to the vending machine and get a shiny red apple or pluck a glazed donut from a box that someone has conveniently brought to your office and left out for everyone. It's common knowledge that the apple is a healthier choice, but why? Apples are chock full of vitamins, fiber, and phytonutrients that will keep you healthy. Donuts have almost no nutritional value whatsoever. And apple answers a craving not just with lots of healthy nutrients, but on only 80 calories. The donut, however, is not only bare of nutrients, but it also will load 200 calories into your system. The apple is nutrient-dense, and the donut is nutrient-poor. To make it easy for you to make the best food choices, here are a few examples of the most nutrient-dense fruits and vegetables. Some nutrient-dense fruits include apples, papaya, plums, grapefruit, and strawberries. Nutrient-dense vegetables include things such as asparagus, bell peppers, spinach, squash, and eggplant. Now, to get a complete list of the nutrient-dense fruits and vegetables, just refer to the PDF located on Disc 1 of this program.